Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we have an interesting topic for today, which is the ketogenic diet, which I don't think it's new, but I hadn't heard of it until recently. And what it is you eat a diet that's like 70 to 75% fat. And that sounds crazy. And then the other 20 to 25% is protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard variants where like you can have like 5% carbs, but the goal is to have really low carbs and really high fat. And I didn't understand how that could work. But the idea behind it is when, you know, your body burns carbs when you're like really active, because carbs are the easier kind of fuel source to burn. So
exactly.
Let's say, you know, right now that we're sitting here doing these podcasts, we're probably burning fat because your body doesn't need to kind of expel that much energy.
Mm-hmm.
If me and you were to go right now and like take a lap, then we'd start burning carbs, you know, because your body switches over to the better fuel because we need it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are no carbs in your system, then your body has only fat to burn.
Exactly.
And I guess the goal there was if you start to eat high fatty foods with no carbs, then after, I want to say maybe like a few days to a week or so, your body falls into this kind of stasis that's called ketosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is your liver produces these things called ketones, which helps, if this makes sense, your body burns carbs because it's easier to go in there and break carbs down into energy.
Yeah.
When you don't have them.
The glucose.
Exactly. Your body develops those ketones. Those are now used to break down the fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so your body starts burning away at its own body fat and you start getting leaner and leaner. But one thing I have heard about the keto diet, I've been looking up like people, you know, interviews on them.
Right.
And they're like, you can kick yourself out of ketosis really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be annoying. Like if you're,
yeah,
you know,
it's a long process to get into that state, but then
you could jump right out.
You can shift out of it really quickly. And then once you do, you have to like start all over again.
Yeah.
Like it's really easy to like mess it up. Cause like a lot of times you want to have, ideally you want to have like only like 15 grams of carbs per day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like some people will start out by limiting, like cutting back to like 30 carbs per day, then 20, like cutting back slowly and then doing like that 15 and under type of a like carbs per day. And then so if you've knocked it down to like say 15 to 20 carbs a day,
mm-hmm.
and your body is like used to that and is trained that it's only going to get that like small bit into like you're in ketosis, but then say one day you
eat like a
consume
sandwich.
You have like 25 or 30 carbs that day, so still not a lot but more than what you've normally been having, then it kicks out and you have to chop it.
Right.
Like you
jump
have to
back
like
in.
Slowly build back to it. Cause then now your body's like, okay, we're getting more carbs, so we're going to use that. And then you have to like train it back. And so it's easy to fluctuate out of it, but it's really hard to get into that state.
And that's so crazy because I wanted to start the diet. So I think I'm going to try it, but mm-hmm. I need to learn more about it because I've spent so much time trying to avoid like fatty foods,
right,
that I have no idea what a high fat, low carb diet sounds like. You know, like you were giving me, what were the examples that you gave me right now? It was like,
oh, some fats that you can have are like avocados.
Yeah.
You can get fats from that, macadamia nuts, macadamia nut butter is another one. Cause like you don't want to have like margarine and things like that, so you can have like coconut butter, you can have
but you see my confusion, like I can't just go around eating coconut butter, you know what I mean? Like it's
mm-hmm.
it's I don't know what a keto diet would look like. It's so, you know,
and like olive oil. You just would cut back on like all carbs. So you wouldn't consume like any breads.
Right.
At all.
Not even breads, but rice is my big thing.
Yeah, no, like there's no pasta. And you have to be really careful with other things too, because
I know.
Even some like protein shakes or protein bars.
Oh, yeah, have a lot of sugar.
Will be like, they'll have a lot of sugar, or they'll say, okay, like this has 14 grams
of protein,
right? But then 27 grams of carbs. That's all the carbs that you can have the entire day
right.
in that one bar. And so you have to really be careful and like limit. Like that's the part that's hard, is when you think that you're doing it right because you're consuming a lot of protein through like a supplement or something. But then the supplement that you're – I know like Trader Joe's has a protein shake, like that's Trader Joe's brand.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's under like Trader Darwin's or something, and it's a protein.
What a trader.
It's like it's a protein powder, and they have like vanilla and they have original. It tastes terrible. I'm not going to lie. It tastes terrible.
Well,
like you have to like mix it with water mm-hmm. because you don't want to add the added carbs from like
milk.
A different like drink mm-hmm. source. So you have to do it with water. So it tastes not that good. Like you have to really get used to it.
I'm really glad that you bring that up though. Like in particular, because there are some proteins that, remember we talked about like isolates versus,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one that I buy, it's really low sugar, really low carb. It's just pure protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't buy it like that because I was worried about that. I bought it way before I even heard of the keto diet.
Right.
I just like the idea of I want protein, you know?
Yeah.
I can get my sugar and carbs from anywhere else.
Right. And so, yeah. So Trader Joe's has one. And a lot of people actually like it. I actually first learned about it because it's also really good if you are like on like a gluten-free diet. And things mm-hmm. like that. It meets a lot of other restrictions, too, for other restrictive diets. So that's how I first learned about it. But it is,
okay.
I believe it's only like $20 for like the tub. And there's only like 2 or 3 carbs per serving. And but it has a lot of protein in it. It has over 20 grams of protein. So like,
yeah.
It's a really good substitute if you're trying to keep it
that's what's
really low.
That's what interests me, though, because I've read a lot of like Q&A on this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like, wait, so if you're eating like no carbs, that's so many less calories in a day, right? And they were like, no. You're still eating the same amount of calories, just no carbs. So that means I'd be getting a lot more protein in. Because mm-hmm. I haven't started the diet because I want to, again, I need to learn more about it first.
Right.
But just to try it, I have cut carbs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like you've seen my meal prep, right? Where like, you know, if you take a little Tupperware container, it's like half of it is chicken or turkey,
right.
Half it's protein, and usually the other like half is rice.
Mm-hmm.
I've pretty much cut that, so it's not even like a quarter rice, it's less than that,
right?
And the other quarter, but more than a quarter, is vegetables.
Yeah.
And you know what I've noticed,
you can eat a lot of vegetables,
but you know what I've noticed though is without that rice, I'm so much weaker.
Interesting.
Without the carbs, without the energy, you know. So like I went to the gym just yesterday evening.
Then you may be low on other supplements.
That's the...
Because that's the one thing with these kind of diets too, is that
exactly.
When you're cutting out, you have to really like, you have to really be aware of like your own body. And mm-hmm. of course, like we always tell you guys, like tell our listeners this, but you should be in kind of like in conjunction with like your doctor or
definitely,
like a
yeah,
nutritionist
yeah.
when changing up your diet, especially restricting it
especially
so much
this
like
diet,
this.
Because I've heard, and actually I've heard from some really reputable people
mm-hmm.
that it works, but
you
this,
have to do it in conjunction. Like you really do
right.
have to monitor
this
yourself.
This one, be careful.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And because there's a lot of other micronutrients and other nutrients that you're not going to get because you're cutting back on so much.
Exactly.
So,
like vitamins, minerals, fiber.
Yeah. You have to take like various supplements to add that. And you have to get it from elsewhere. And
right.
be really diligent about getting it, because you will feel weaker if you're low on other vitamins. And like you have to take like more potassium, you have to take more like magnesium, like there's other
aspects to the whole
aspects
thing. Yeah.
to it that you have to keep in mind.
And you phrase it so perfectly
mm-hmm.
because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was looking I was gonna decide like, okay, I'm gonna order supplements and
mm-hmm.
start the keto as soon as they get here
mm-hmm.
but then I was like, you know what, of course I need a protein, but I was like, man, without, you know, I should order some fish oil because that's a lot of fats, you know, mm-hmm. I should get a multivitamin because I'm cutting out rice and I don't know, like maybe there's a lot of vitamins in rice that I'm not even aware of, on top of the carbs and the fiber and, excuse me, mm-hmm. but, I was like, you know what? I need to figure out more of what's going on.
Yeah, because you, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Just to make sure that I have everything, because that's exactly what I was afraid of. Because
you're cutting back on like vitamin D also by cutting out a lot of other foods that you're not going to be consuming or consuming a lot of regularly. And so, because you also need a lot of nutrients to help break down all the protein that you're putting in.
Exactly.
You know, so there is a lot in conjunction that you have to deal with, and you have to be diligent about it because you're not getting it from other sources and things like that. So,
and I think if I'm going to start the keto diet, I'm also going to need a strong pre-workout because the no carbs killed me. Like, it was weird. Like, I normally, okay, so the other day, let's say 4 or 5 days ago, I was deadlifting and I did, 205 or like 215 and I weigh about 155. I repped that about, I did like 3 or 4 sets and I repped it like 10 times, 6 times, 6 times, and then like 4 times.
Right.
Which is, to me, that was strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my forearms, like I couldn't even really grip 135.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of a difference.
Uh-huh.
I felt so much, and then not just that, but my head just wasn't in it.
Like, were you eating? You have to like eat more often.
Well, you know what?
So like, you know what I mean? Like you have to like,
no,
you
I
have
agree.
To have it. When, because like with the protein and stuff like that, like you have to be consuming it like literally throughout the entire day to keep up your energy levels and to keep up like your mood.
But you know what's crazy though is, and you're right with the mood, but you know what's crazy though is I have been eating more often, not because it wasn't even like a mental like you need to eat more thing, but I've noticed without rice, like this sounded crazy to me when I get hungry so fast without any rice. I literally got home one night, ate, and eating made me hungry. Like I'm not even like I finished that meal and I was hungry back to back. Like I went to the kitchen 10 minutes later, I was back in the kitchen. So I've been eating so much more, but I have less energy. Like I went to the gym and mentally my focus was just terrible. Like on top of my body, like I can just drop weight and be fine. But mentally, like I was doing a set like, oh, I'm just not feeling this right now, you know?
Right.
And I was like bouncing around from like machine to free weights. And I was like, what am I doing? I know better, but I couldn't like get into it. And that was really hard for me, which we'll get into, but we do need to take a quick commercial break.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, welcome back and thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just talking about the keto diet and how cutting carbs, it's good for fat loss. And I'm sure there's other like properties to it, but the flip side of it is hard to deal with, you know. My thing, I think a lot of it was mental because I was really pumped. You know, do you remember like a couple weeks ago or last week? I was really pumped because I was like, man, I gained all this weight and I was getting stronger and I was getting bigger.
Right.
And I'm not getting smaller, but I feel weaker. You know, I feel less energized. That's overall.
I think you need to eat more.
But I've been eating
like
more.
It more like not necessarily like more, but like more times a day.
I do though. Like
because
as it is, I eat about 5 or 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then without rice, I get hungry so much more.
Yeah.
That I eat even
Are
more.
Are you eating a lot of protein each one of those times?
Yeah.
Because that's what, because like when I was on a low carb diet and I was doing more like protein and things, because I was going through like after I had like some, I had like a surgery and things like that. And I was with a doctor and nutritionist and we had like done a plan, and that's what my thing was, because I was feeling more irritable and always like hungry. And even though I had had my surgery, I was feeling really like weak mm-hmm. and like tired, even though I wasn't doing much because I physically couldn't
do much. Your
body
doesn't have what it needs, right?
Yeah. It was, and that was one of the things that I was literally like on a time schedule on when I had to eat. And even like I had to eat a lot, even though I wasn't eating like a lot of carbs and things like that. I was uh-huh. eating a lot of other things
right.
all the time. And it really does make a difference when, because I could tell on days when like I was off on a schedule because I was eating like every 2 hours. And so I could tell when I was getting to like that third hour or fourth hour, how I was like feeling and changing. And I'm like, okay, I missed
a
having
meal.
Something. And so I think that, and then, but I also did also have a lot of other supplements I was taking. So it could be that too, that because your body isn't getting the other nutrients right
now. That's what I need to do, because I know what you're talking about. Like I mm-hmm. felt that too, when your body feels hungry. Mm-hmm. It, like I tell people sometimes, like if this makes sense, my stomach, like I don't feel hungry, but my body feels as if it needs food. Does mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. but I have felt this because lately I've been working out really hard mm-hmm. because I've learned, you know, a lot of guys that I look up on like YouTube and stuff are on steroids and these different like hormones or growth hormone. And it turns out if you're on steroids, you can lift like high reps and, you know, but if you're natural, you need to lift really heavy in order for your muscles to grow. Mm-hmm. So once I heard that, I was like, oh, crap. So I started lifting really heavy, like not really, like, you know, with weight that I can handle, but it's definitely heavier.
Right.
And so I've been really sore, and I've noticed on days that I eat enough, and you know, this was before I started cutting carbs, I would feel like tired and my muscles would be sore, but it was a different kind of sore. On days that I didn't eat enough, the next day I felt just thrashed, mm-hmm. you know, like my muscles hurt. And I'm like, oh man, like I messed up. And if I eat right that next day, I feel better the day after that. If I don't, I feel even worse, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like a downward hill, like a downward slope.
Right.
You know, and it's just interesting because you're right about the supplements. I need to order some, but I need to know what to order. That's why I want to look into that diet. It's so interesting. But the carb thing is hard, you know?
It's hard in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
In the beginning, it is really hard. And there's, well, for me, it was really hard in the beginning. And there was days when I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. And like, because my mom,
did
she's
you crave
half,
sugar? I crave sugar like crazy.
My mom, she's half Korean. And so like, we literally eat rice with everything.
Yeah.
Like all day long, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In between, like, we only eat rice. Mm-hmm. And so that was really difficult for me because I was like, I'm so like, even like my family was like, why don't you want rice? Like, what's wrong with you?
Right. I'm Mexican. You know? So I guess we do the same. It's a different.
Yeah. Thing. You know, like it's just always a part of every meal, no matter what we're having.
Is beans a lot of carbs?
And so, I don't think, okay. See on.
It's more grains, right?
That are, yeah. Okay. And you have to just like, be careful, like what kind of beans, you know?
Okay.
And that's the thing. Like you learn how to read labels a lot more because things that you wouldn't expect to be high in carbs are really high in carbs.
Because you'll still get carbs, like vegetables.
Yeah,
because you know,
there's still like, and there's like net carbs too, versus like oh, yeah. when you have like the fiber and versus the amount of carbs.
Right.
And you essentially like, you kind of just want to make sure your whatever it is that you are consuming has more protein than carb.
Yeah.
Like in it. And like the net carbs are like a little bit different too. Mm. And so there's a lot of like, you learn a lot.
What would you say that ratio is, like 2 to 1? Like protein?
Like
to
you carb? Don't want like, you never want there to be more net carbs than there is
like net protein.
So, yeah. Okay. So, and that's like kind of like the hard part because there's a lot of things that are marketed, such as like I was saying before, like protein bars or just like snacks that are like nuts or whatever. Because like I personally love those like little Trader Joe's snacks where it's like little packages of nuts and there's like I think cranberries in it and like chocolate, like dark chocolate uh-huh. mixed with it. It's kind of like a trail mix type thing. Mm-hmm. But then you just have to read all the labels and everything and read. And so that one really wouldn't count too much as far as that's concerned. And then you want to make sure so the protein is always high. So like eggs are pretty good, like snack, like hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I always had like hard-boiled eggs like on deck. Because sometimes there's times when like you start to feel it,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, I'm getting really hungry.
I bought the eggs in like a carton container
oh,
thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the already mixed up eggs, whatever you call it.
Oh yeah.
And I just pour it into the pan real quick. And
mm-hmm. You can have that, and then, but like yeah, in the beginning, I really was craving carbs a lot.
I wonder
really,
if it's
really was.
Because Because again, I didn't cut carbs. I just lowered just to kind of see, like, mm-hmm. just a little taste. I wonder if it's because my body didn't kick into ketosis like yet.
Oh, it was because, like, lingering? Yeah,
because everybody says it sucks at first, yeah. you know? So I want, like, because also before I heard of the keto diet, I have heard of just lower carb diets. Like mm-hmm. the difference for me between low carb and keto diet is keto, like a low carb diet I heard was like, okay, well, like, keep eating, but lower your carbs because if your body is in a caloric deficit at the end of the day, it'll start to burn fat instead of carbs, mm-hmm. you know, because there's just not enough carbs, period. Your body needs to do something.
Right.
But the keto diet talks about high fat. That's the difference. I'm like, mm-hmm. really? That's where I got thrown off. But the thing is, if there's all this fat laying around and no, if you eat high fat with carbs, your body's like, all right, well, I'm going to burn these carbs and save this fat and you're going to get fat.
Right.
But if there is no carbs, your body's like, okay, well, I'd like to save this fat, but I can't because I mm-hmm. need it. So I think of it as like, you know, someone needs to, have you remember that movie The Day After Tomorrow? Like they're mm-hmm. burning books at the library. Like they'd probably rather not, but there's nothing else type
right.
thing. So that is what threw me off. But the thing is, just cutting carbs, even without eating high fat, I wonder, number one, I'll probably need to jump back on creatine, a pre-workout, like all these stimulants to get my body back into, as if there were carbs in me. But I've noticed too, a lot of bodybuilders, they talk about when they jump off, because they'll get off of carbs for like weeks at a time before mm-hmm. a show.
Right.
And they all say you do get weaker, you know, they all agree you do get a lot weaker. Mm. So I wonder if it's that kind of thing where, like, mentally it's messed up, but mentally, if I'm used to lifting, let's say like 200 something pounds, if one day I go and I'm lifting, I'm talking like 70 pounds less, that's a lot of weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're not doing anything. It's still hard on my body, but you feel like, man, this is such lightweight, you know? But I wonder if, like, over time, if I just stuck with no carbs, it just becomes my normal.
Right.
You know, like, okay, I'm going to go in there, lift 130, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I just need to give my body time to adjust to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the pre-workout and creatine will kick me back up, like, 20, 30 pounds in terms of weight. You know, so that's what's interesting, is that's why I want to look this up. And I thought that there's just so many variants to this diet.
Yeah,
right?
There is.
And then I thought of too, I heard that, like, you start lowering carbs. Like, I heard even 50 grams a day is considered like low carb.
Mm-hmm.
So like people have told me, like, cut to 50 grams a day and then cut to like 40, then 30, then,
yeah.
you know, but it's been hard. Like I've been getting annoyed. Like I can't even sleep as good, I've noticed.
Hmm.
Like last night I almost didn't sleep.
Wow.
Yeah. I was awake till like 5, and there's no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would think less carbs, less energy, more sleep.
See, I didn't have that sleeping problem.
No.
That first, well, yeah, I didn't have
weird, right?
A sleeping problem. So yeah.
Maybe it was like a, you know,
but then some people do, so.
Right. But maybe it was like less energy, so less intense workout.
Mm-hmm.
So technically more energy at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's insane. But in a few days, I am looking a tiny bit leaner, because I was getting a little pudgy
mm-hmm.
because I was eating a ton.
Right.
And I'm afraid to even weigh myself. I feel like I've lost weight. But it's, I don't know. I think I'm going to. I never stopped eating carbs, but I lowered it. And I don't know if I'm going to jump back on, you know, just to kind of like the whole creatine idea, where maybe I'll jump back on carbs for like another 2 weeks or 3 weeks while I learn about this diet and mm-hmm. while I order my supplements, so I can pump out as much like heavy weight training as I can and then cut carbs.
Yeah.
When I can really start.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how I'm going to do this though. Like how I'm going to go about it.
Right.
You know, we should do, you want to do it? Let's both do it.
I'm down to do it, because I mean I've tried it before, not necessarily ketosis, but like a low carb diet.
Right, exactly. But that's what I was saying.
I was
though.
Doing like less. I was doing like only like 20 grams.
That's what I was saying. Carbs. Is I've dabbled in low carbs mm-hmm. recently. This is the like lowest carb like I've ever. I don't mm-hmm. think I've eaten a grain of rice in like 4 days now,
mm-hmm.
which for me is a big deal. You
right,
because my body I consume a lot of rice. I probably consume in one day, in just rice, close to like 3 cups.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of rice.
No, that, I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot to me only because I'm Korean. So, like, I get it. Yeah. Like,
but I mean, like,
some people do think it's a lot. Like, because I have friends who are like, dude, you're always eating rice. And I'm like, how can you not eat rice?
But my point is, like, that's a lot of rice on top of like the chicken and top of the veggies.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of food in just rice there.
Yeah.
So when I cut down, man, it hit me. And it like, even right now, I feel like, you know, it's insane, you know? So, but it's interesting to me because I know you're still healing up from your you know, feet surgery.
I know. I'm always having surgeries, dude.
But it's
I've
fine.
I've had shoulder surgery.
But like, the point I'm making is, like, I currently, you know, am trying to lift and get bigger. You're currently just kind of healing up. So I'd like to see how it affects both of us because it'll might be the same, might be different.
Right.
I want to get into this more, but we need to take our last commercial break.
We'll take a quick break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, guys, and thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just discussing, Pauline's done, she's more like kind of well-versed in like a low-carb diet than I am. And my question to you that I was trying to articulate right now was, when you first started it, did you notice like a decline in energy at all?
Yeah, sometimes I would, but then I also noticed that I was like missing a meal or something. Cause like I was doing it, the way that I was doing it was I was also like on like kind of like a feeding schedule.
Yeah. I wish I could like, I am on a feeding schedule, but it's sometimes it's difficult. Like if you're at work or, you know, if.
So I would always, okay. So the way that my feeding schedule was that I would have to eat something within like 30 minutes of waking up. So I would normally just brush my teeth. And then
eat your toothbrush.
Go downstairs and like either have like a protein shake or because the way that what I was doing was it was like meal, snack, meal, snack, meal, snack.
Oh, okay.
And so my meals would have to be at least 25 to 30 grams of protein.
Each
and
meal?
Then,
So how many grams of protein do you think you consumed in one day?
And so, okay, so 60... 75, 90. I think I was trying to hit 100, 120.
That's a lot because if you weren't lifting, I try to hit 150, but I
Yeah. And so I was doing, and then like my snacks that I would have in between would have to have like 15 to 20 grams.
Like almonds and.
Of protein. Yeah. And so I would do like the hard boiled eggs. I would do, sometimes I literally would just like have like a piece of chicken because I'm like, because then that's the other thing, how you were saying like with your meal prep and things like that. That's what helped me a lot too, was that I had a lot of
food ready to go.
Food ready so that all the time I was, it wasn't difficult because then if you're trying to eat or consume something every 2 hours, then all you're doing all day long is preparing food for your next meal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless you just completely have it all ready to go.
Yeah.
And so
it's almost constant, right?
Yeah. Cause you're all, as soon as you get done eating, but you're thinking like,
you spend
oh,
so
I
much
eat
time
soon.
Eating. I was making a joke with my friends. I want to say a few days ago that, you know, I was saying never have I thought that like eating would become such a chore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And chicken tastes great. And I try to cook it like somewhat clean, but still, it still tastes good. I'll still put some seasonings on it and do what I gotta do. But still, like, it's boring after a while, you know?
It does get kind of boring. You have to kind of, like, mix it up.
I do.
As
even,
much as you can.
I do
but then,
the
yeah,
ground
you
turkey.
Get kind of, like...
All of it gets boring. Because I do chicken, turkey, eggs, fish, Mm-hmm. And then sides, like vegetables.
And then, but yeah, so that's the thing with what I was doing was that I could have an unlimited amount of vegetables, mm-hmm. But just like no dressing type thing.
Yeah, that's
And
yeah.
so I did some, like sometimes I would like kind of like cheat and put like lemon pepper on my salad. You know?
I do too.
I would do lemon pepper. Yeah. I would do a little bit of olive oil because you could have the oils.
Right, the fats.
And things like that. Yep, those fats. Avocado is like great when you add it to your salad to try to like make it
boost
not.
Boost it.
Yeah. yeah. And so I would do that. And then I, because you can have like unlimited vegetables, I fell in love
with. Does avocado blend? Have you ever blended it?
Ooh, I guess so.
Because I don't like the taste of avocado. But if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
So if it's somewhat even blendable, mm-hmm. then yeah. I'd totally toss it into a shake.
Yeah, I think you could.
Okay.
Because there are such things as avocado shakes. So yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And that's the thing. Yeah. You get like, I would put,
this
like
may be a stupid
spinach
question.
And things.
No, I love spinach.
And kale. I love kale.
I don't like kale, but I'll eat it.
I'll bake it.
Oh, you can, then, I didn't
so,
know.
Because you can bake kale, and I mean, people call them kale chips, but I mean, you can like bake whatever. It a little bit and spray like olive oil over it and put some like pepper. Bake
that actually
it.
Sounds like it'd be good.
Because then it helps you like just gives you something that, because like sometimes like you want a snack
yeah.
and you're like, you just want something.
In your mouth? Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Uh-huh.
Like you want to be chewing on something?
Exactly. And so you can do it that way. That was one thing that I kind of like cheated with because I was like, oh, I'll just pretend I'm having chips. Like,
right.
you know? And but they were kale chips. And then, so there are like little loopholes. Like I loved grilled eggplant. I like ate that every day.
This may be a dumb question, but you know how there's coconut milk and coconut water?
Mm-hmm.
Is there avocado water or milk?
Ooh.
Or some form of like liquid?
Don't think so.
Okay.
It might be kind of good though.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
I would be down to try that.
I don't like avocado, but again, if there was some form of that, I could either cook with
right,
it or
then you could,
or pour like shots
work
of it.
With it differently.
my friend and I, we tried a shot of straight olive oil.
How was that?
It was terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
But it wasn't supposed to be good. It's a lot of calories and fat mm-hmm. added to the diet. Because I'm telling you, we've been eating a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I weigh like less than 160 and I'm trying to eat like 4,000 or 5,000 calories in a day.
Right.
It's a lot of food. It's, you know, and it's weird because again, I, you know, you're right that you do have to eat more, but I noticed that without even being like cognizant of the idea that you have to eat more,
mm-hmm.
I would want to eat more.
Yeah,
because without,
you do want more.
I didn't realize how much rice makes you full
mm-hmm.
or for how long it keeps you full
mm-hmm.
because veggies and turkey, I was hungry like,
but see,
you know.
Then the flip side. Because there were some days, like, especially where I would be like, I just have to have a little bit of rice. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have
but
to.
But you can, though, is the
yeah,
thing.
You can. And so there would be some days when I'd be like, okay, I have to have a little bit of it. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, depending on what I was eating. Like, if I'm eating Korean food, it's almost like blasphemy not
right.
to have. So, like, there would be some times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a little bit. But then you notice that, too. You notice that you're really full and, like, heavy.
Even with
after
a little
having
bit?
It. Yeah. And then it's really weird. It's like one of those things where it does take a while to break into it. But then once you kind of get going.
Did you notice you were like way energized after that meal?
Way energized?
Uh-huh.
No, I felt heavy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt really heavy. And I remember thinking to myself, because I remember I was telling my mom, I don't like the fact that I don't like that I just had rice.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was like, who am I?
Right.
You know? And then also, because like, you know how sometimes like because another thing is you cut back a lot on sugar also doing
yeah.
this.
Yep.
So you consume a lot less sugar unless it's like natural, like from like
fruit
yeah. or something like that.
I was
and
craving M&Ms like crazy.
Yeah. So sometimes, so like in the beginning, I was wanting sugar.
I've never felt
having
this.
That problem.
Mm-hmm. I've never felt this, but I swear I could actually smell them.
Yeah, like
I was going crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding. I because you know I ride the train up and down, and
uh-huh.
the M&Ms on the train are like $2.50 for a little
oh,
bag.
Right.
So I bought this big bag mm-hmm. in a store for like $3, and it's a huge bag. So I had it in my room after my last trip.
Right.
And I swear I could smell them from the kitchen. Like, I was like, man, what's going on?
Yeah, because you want, but then because you're not having it as much when you're on the diet. sometimes it doesn't taste that good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because there were a few times when
I know what you mean. Like you try soda or something after.
Yeah, I would get like Starbucks with my mom and I'm like, this is so sweet. Like this tastes so.
It's too much
like,
now.
Yeah. And we were both. And it was kind of like one of those things where it's like it's a good thing that it feels that way. But then you're kind of sad because you're like, dude, I've been craving that macchiato. Like, you know, and then you have it and you don't like it as much. So my suggestion, what I would just do is I would just stop drinking it because then I'd be like, okay, I'm not enjoying this.
Right.
It's just adding in a lot of just sugar, stuff that I'm trying to cut out.
It's going
to
kick you out of ketosis too.
Yeah. And so I would just be like, okay, I just don't want it. And then so that kind of – it gets easier a little bit because then you change. Like your taste buds change.
Right.
You start noticing how your body's feeling after having like
– And I feel like mentally
– snack or whatever.
Mentally too, if you see yourself getting leaner,
yeah,
then you're going to be like, oh, all right. I mean,
it's not really worth it.
Yeah. It's motivation to keep it up.
And then you can also, because there's also like, because there was this one protein that I got that was like a vanilla flavored protein.
Mm.
So I would put that in just black coffee
because
black coffee technically has nothing.
Right.
You know? And so I would mix with that. And then in the beginning, it tasted terrible because I was like, okay, this is not a macchiato.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, you get used to it and you're like, okay, it's not that bad.
You know, I had to trick myself because protein to me, I bought the natural flavored chocolate one, which tastes pretty okay from Optimum Nutrition. It's called Gold Standard.
Mm-hmm.
I was given one that's the strawberry flavor, and I hate the strawberry flavor.
I don't like the strawberry
flavor. Me neither.
It's
I hate
not good
the strawberry flavor.
It's not.
Me neither. And so I mixed it with the chocolate one to somewhat kind of subdue it. But mentally, I've noticed like if I pour it and shake up my little shaker bottle and I kind of hold it up and I'm like, oh, okay, let me just chug this.
Right.
It tastes gross. But if I think about it, like, okay,
I need it as like
not even if I think about it, I look at the cup and this may sound funny but I purposely put this in my head like all right this here is gains like you you're
say,
about
if
to drink
you think
yeah.
about it like I just need this
exactly.
fuel or I just need this it's I'm not doing it for pleasure
exactly.
like
yeah like
you when literally I have to stop thinking yeah
like when I'm lifting heavy weight let's say shoulders burns bad like when you work out your shoulders it's after you put the weight down the lactic acid burns hard so when that happens. Mentally, I have to just tell myself, like, all right, big shoulders. That's what you're feeling right now is big shoulders.
Yep.
And you kind of change how you're feeling about things.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say I'll go home after that workout and I'm like, all right, this here is a cup of big shoulders. Just drink it, you know?
Yeah, because that's how I felt. I mean, I love hard-boiled eggs. It's kind of weird, but I do like
them. I like the taste, but they're so dry. I hate
but
that.
Then, yeah. And so I was doing that a lot, like, when I was, like, in school as, like, my, like, in-between snack, in-between classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm over hard-boiled eggs like I hate it like I can't do another one but then I would just remind myself I'm like okay if you don't eat this then later on you're gonna be starving you're gonna want to just get something quick
and you're gonna ruin the diet
day.
Exactly
yeah so I definitely there are some times when you have to like mentally like just psych yourself out and for me I had one time where like I started crying to my brother because I really wanted a bite of his chocolate chip cookie and he was like no and I started crying because I mean I'm a drama queen
isn't it
but
scary?
I started crying
isn't it scary how like, it takes you to that though
yeah I was like dude you can't give me one bite like I was like are you kidding me and he was like what are your goals like
yeah,
all
I was
that
say,
and
but
I was
it's not
like,
about the cookie it's about
I was crying I was like I was so mad at him but then after like I because then my brother was like dude you probably need to make a shake or something or like,
yeah
like eat something first
what how I think of it is when your body's craving something I because I'm such a nerd, like I consider it your body's craving components of things. Like,
yeah,
my body doesn't want M&Ms. My body wants sugar and salt and you know and whatever is inside the milk or the milk chocolate anyway. And I think of that and I'm like, all right, what can I kind of do to somewhat sidetrack myself?
Right.
So I'll make something that has some of that in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there are those times, like I admit, I failed. I ate some M&Ms too.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard to deal with. But the cravings are insane. Never have I been pushed to that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, now I kind of understand when pregnant women get angry. One time my sister was pregnant and I took away a soda from her and
she wanted to fight you?
She legit tried to yell at me. Like,
yeah.
Scream
I probably
at me.
Would have, like, thrown something at my brother. If
but was... but I got mad at her back because I was like, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. I'm doing this for you, you
right.
know? But I don't, like, I wouldn't yell at somebody for it, but I'm like, man, this is way stronger of a pull than I ever expected. It's hard. I'm curious to see how that's going to go. I think, I don't know. I want to jump back on, I think just as an experiment, because again, I've been on low carbs now for a few days and I got a lot weaker and my workouts got thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to try to carb load maybe like when I get home tonight and then tomorrow and then when I hit the gym the next day, mm-hmm. we'll see if I'm strong, you know, like, you know.
Right.
And if I am, then I'm going to keep carbs until I have all the supplements and everything I need to start my diet. And then I'm just going to have to accept the fact that I'm going to be a lot weaker for a while, but I'm going to lean out. It was really kind of almost depressing for me because I was looking at progress pictures that I have. I'll show you right now from January. And I look bigger mm-hmm. because I'm leaner, but I'm bigger and stronger today. Right. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. But since I'm a little chubbier, I almost look smaller.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I know I'm stronger today. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm a lot bigger. It just, you know, the optical illusion of it.
Right.
So I feel like if I lean out, then I'll see it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know if I should wait. Like, I have no idea. But they also say, like, just do it. Just start. So I think I'm going to start back, you know, on the creatine. I need a pre-workout. There's so many things I need now, though. That's, you know, that's the hassle. On top of learning the diet, you know?
Yeah.
And carbs, not having them is, oh, man. It's difficult.
Yeah.
You know? I'm actually going to need you to kind of coach me because I've never done it and you have, mm-hmm. so, you know. What would you say, like, you said you ate how many, like, what, 20 grams, 30 grams of rice?
No, I was saying 20 to 30 grams of protein, like 25 grams of protein per meal.
Per meal. But, yeah. But when we were saying like 20 grams a day of rice, right?
Oh, no. How much rice I usually eat rice every single meal.
But what I meant was when you were on that diet and then you ate that one meal with rice, mm-hmm. how much rice was it?
Oh, not a lot, honestly.
So like let's imagine like a cup. How much of a cup was it?
Maybe like a fourth of a cup.
Really?
Because I literally was just doing it for the taste factor.
Yeah.
I wasn't really doing it to have a lot. And because even my mom was like, that's all you're going to do. And I was like, yeah. It was, I think... And so because it was only like a few bites of
okay.
it. Yeah. And it still really like made me, I didn't like it afterwards.
See that's interesting. Like mm-hmm. I'm trying to put it into terms.
And I was really surprised with myself.
I'm trying to put it into terms that I can picture, you mm-hmm. know?
So, I mean, it is different. You should definitely, if you're interested in trying it, you should, of course, like how Mariano and I are going to be doing, both of us, we're going to do a lot more research on it and look at things.
I was going to say, look into
and
it.
And consider... Yeah. And talking to, you know, like a nutritionist or to consider like what you are going to be missing out on that you need to supplement with other things. Cause you may need more of, what is that? Melatonin?
Melanin?
No, not melanin.
Melatonin is.
Yeah. Melatonin to help you sleep in the beginning, to help you like rest and things like that. Because you miss out like on vitamin D, miss out on like a lot of other vitamins too.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to order a multivitamin and try that.
Yeah.
It's just, man, there's so many components of that, which we'll get into another time.
We're going to wrap this episode up.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. You can find us iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or gsmcpodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. This is the Health and Wellness Podcast for GSMC. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.